You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I cover the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago, and I cover the NFL for Pro Football Focus. Locked On Bears is your podcast destination for daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. And today, we react to the new Chicago Bears defensive coordinator, one Charles David Pagano. Former Indianapolis Colts head coach is taking over this Bears defense, filling in some mighty shoes of Vic Fangio, who of course is off with the Denver Broncos. So we'll break down everything we kind of know about Chuck Pagano here from the outside, what changes we could expect to see coming to this Bears defense, and we'll look at how he could fill out his coaching staff when it comes to bringing in new assistants. So, of course, the news late last week came out mostly or almost entirely through Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune, always the guy that's most locked in for these types of situations, and particularly this time of year. He's always the one on top of all these scoops. On Thursday, he reported that the Chicago Bears interviewed Ed Donatell for their vacant defensive coordinator position. Then on Friday, he reported that the Bears were interviewing Chuck Pagano, and I believe it was later that Friday night, the Bears finalized the hiring of Pagano as defensive coordinator. And he was not a name we had specifically brought up when we looked at potential defensive coordinator candidates to replace Vic Fangio, but he was always kind of one of these guys in that conversation, even if maybe a little bit more on the fringe. I think we might have mentioned him in passing, but didn't go into a lot of detail. And he kind of fits the Matt Nagy mold of selecting a respected coach with some experience underneath his belt that maybe he doesn't really have much of a connection to. I don't believe Matt Nagy has worked with Chuck Pagano in any capacity. I'm sure when we hear from Matt Nagy on Monday afternoon, he's going to mention some weird random connection where, you know, his cousin, you know, served deli sandwiches to Chuck Pagano growing up. And, you know, there's going to be some weird connection probably between them where they knew each other through some friend of a friend. But other than that, this is largely, I'm sure, based on that interview and based on the way they potentially connected as a fit on this coaching staff. But Pagano's a guy, as you know, has some pretty solid experience behind him. Not a ton. I mean, he's 58 years old. He's been around the NFL for a little while, but a lot of that time has come with the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, the head coach there from 2012 to 2017. And when you glance at just the surface level stats and, you know, production for that Colts defense under Chuck Pagano, I think at times you can look at it and be a little bit underwhelmed. I mean, his last year there, they were 30th in points and kind of hovered in that bottom third of the league his last few years there. But earlier on in his tenure, they were a much stronger defense. And the argument, I think, a lot of times behind Chuck Pagano and his lack of success towards the end in Indianapolis falls on the general manager, Ryan Grigson, really consistently failing to put talent on that Colts roster for Pagano to, you know, have success with. And to some extent, you want to see Pagano perhaps get more out of less talent and elevate the play of some of his players. And I think we saw that to some extent, but clearly, you know, more fully across the board, the defense wasn't able to achieve to the level that I think maybe they had hoped Pagano would bring coming from that Baltimore Ravens defense. But I'm curious to see kind of as we go along here how we're able to uncover a little bit more about Chuck Pagano. And specifically on Wednesday's podcast, we are going to be joined by a guy we haven't had before on this podcast. His name is Kevin Bowen. He covers the Indianapolis Colts for 1070 in the 1070 The Fan. It's an ESPN station out of Indianapolis. And he's going to join us to give us a little bit more of the Indianapolis perspective and kind of answer some of our lingering questions about Chuck Pagano and how his defense operates, but more importantly, how his time in Indianapolis really went, because we can only tell so much from the outside. And I haven't dug through years and years of tape on them just yet, but, you know, there's reasons to be optimistic. And I think when you look at some of the other options that were there for the Bears in this defensive coordinator position, I feel pretty good about them coming away with Pagano. Even by the time Matt Nagy goes to make a decision here, I mean, you already had Todd Bowles off the market going to Tampa Bay. Vance Joseph went to the Cardinals. Steve Wilks goes to the Browns. Mike Pettine remains with the Green Bay Packers. And all of a sudden, you're left not feeling like there's a lot of surefire picks here. And not that Chuck Pagano is even a surefire pick, and not that any of those guys were surefire defensive coordinators, but guys that maybe you could feel a little bit more comfortable with than taking a chance on an assistant from somewhere else, or, you know, trying to find an up-and-comer there with some boom or bust possibility. Pagano, at the very least, should be stabilizing to some extent, and has the track record and the experience to come in and not completely blow this. You know, he might not be Vic Fangio, and no one might be Vic Fangio at this point, but I think there's plenty of reason to be confident Pagano can kind of steady the ship here. You know, like I said, he did it with the Ravens. He did it early on with the Colts. He's worked in other defenses around the NFL, the Raiders, the Browns before that. Lots of time in college football, so he's seen a little bit of everything, and I think, you know, even though he didn't necessarily work out as a head coach, there's some good leadership qualities there, and I think he'll fit well as a defensive coordinator. And, I mean, who else was there? I mean, Ed Donatell interviewed, and I'm sure he was given a legitimate shot in that interview, and, you know, I don't think it was just as simple as a courtesy. And the latest report is we'll get more on what could be happening with Donatell. Now, there's a chance he could remain in Chicago. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, it was basically like in-house candidates and then, you know, Jim Tom Sula or Rex Ryan. I mean, there's not a lot of other names out there. So I feel like the Bears came away here sitting pretty good with a guy like Chuck Pagano, with experience, like I said, with just a little bit more steady, a little bit more reliable than taking a chance on somebody else. Or I think when you can come away with a head coach, a former NFL head coach who's worked in a lot of defenses before, you got to be left feeling pretty good pairing a guy like that with all this Bears talent on defense, and pairing him with a young offensive-minded head coach that can really balance him out maybe the way he didn't do in Indianapolis. And in Chicago, he's not going to be Vic Fangio 2.0. I wouldn't expect him to try and just be Vic Fangio. I think we're going to see Chuck Pagano institute some of his philosophies from Indianapolis and maybe tweak a few things here and there to make the defense a little bit more his. So up next on the podcast, we'll break down a few of the most notable changes I think we could expect when Chuck Pagano tries to make things the Chuck Pagano defense and a little bit less the Vic Fangio defense. Keep it locked right here on Locked On Bears. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Bears to get more of your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Whether you're listening at home or at work or on the drive or through your own smart speaker, where, you know, you can ask your Google device or your Amazon device to play podcast Locked On Bears, and she or whatever gender you assign to your personal voice assistant device, they will find the podcast for you and start playing it automatically. You just say play podcast Locked On Bears. That's how I do it with the other Locked On Podcast Network shows with my Amazon speaker at home, and it's just that easy to tune in. But we are looking at Chuck Pagano, one Charles David Pagano, his birth given name, and I'm expecting a few changes to this Bears defense, and it's not going to be anything drastic, and but it is going to be, I think, noticeable. Not game changing. Not entirely different looking, but noticeable when you look a little bit deeper than the surface level. I mean, one thing that Vic Fangio was known for, perhaps unfairly, was that more conservative style, particularly when it came to blitzing and, you know, rushing opposing quarterbacks. Not that he wasn't aggressive in getting after the quarterback. Certainly the defense always had that kind of mentality and mindset of getting after the quarterback. But I can pretty confidently say we're going to see a little bit more blitzing with Chuck Pagano. And not that he's going to go overboard with it and, you know, send the house every time and leave the secondary potentially vulnerable on the back end. But given his history over the six seasons in Indianapolis and the one he was calling plays in Baltimore, I think we're going to see more blitzing. And again, it's not 7-8 guys. It's just more of the five. It's sending a linebacker a little bit more often. But more particularly, he was more inclined to pass rush with his safeties. And maybe sometimes that was more based on the personnel he had. And so that's kind of the caveat with a lot of these changes, is that we're not totally sure how much he's going to adjust to the Bears personnel versus trying to get the Bears personnel to adjust to what he wants to do. But in Indianapolis, he liked to send the safeties a little bit more, especially as they'd come up into the box. And, you know, linebackers as well, the inside linebackers in particular, kind of adding that fifth guy up the middle to, you know, give the offensive lines a little bit more to deal with, and trust your secondary on the back end to hold up, especially with the talent that he'll have in Chicago. And, you know, Vic Fangio, to his credit, I mean, he didn't blitz a ton, but when he did, it was almost always the slot cornerbacks. I mean, the linebackers did plenty too, but when he sent that extra rusher, you know, it was the Bryce Callahan or Sherrick McManus kind of coming off that edge, you know, along with an outside linebacker to kind of add some more speed there and turn the corner. And it was largely effective when he did. And I think under Chuck Pagano, we're just going to see it a little bit more often, you know, a little bit more of the five-man blitzes, a little bit more of the six, a little bit more of the seven. It's, you know, it's not going to be, you know, I think Vic Fangio was closer to like 20 to 25% of his passing plays were blitzed. So 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 plays. And Chuck Pagano is closer to the 25 to 30%. So at most you're talking 10% of passing plays. 1 in 10 passing plays is going to be another blitz if that trend continues. So it's not so much incredibly more frequent, but it perhaps is going to come from different places and will be a little bit more often than just kind of the third down passing situations and particular packages that we saw Fangio opt for. Speaking of packages, I think we'll see Chuck Pagano opt to go with a little bit more dime personnel and some of those types of packages than we saw Fangio opt for. That we, you know, under Vic Fangio, this was a nickel defense that was consistently the same five guys when they were healthy. I mean, it was Fuller, Mukamara, Callahan, and then Amos Jackson. And you didn't see them very often go to much more unless it was the Sherrick McManus dime blitz package where they'd bring him in and he'd almost always pass rush. And he got more experimental with that as the year went on. But Chuck Pagano's Indianapolis Colts defenses were much more inclined to make that dime package a bigger part of their rotation. It wasn't just a mix-it-in type, you know, situational blitz package. It was more of a, I don't want to call it a full-on staple of their defense because it still makes up like, you know, 10 to 15% of their plays, but that's still a lot more than we saw from Vic Fangio. So that could take the shape of putting three safeties on the field, you know, bringing Deion Bush kind of down into the box as though he's kind of an actual linebacker and still having two other safeties on the field with Amos and Jackson, although Adrian Amos is a free agent, so there's some unknown to be determined there, but it could also mean, you know, Callahan and McManus, and you're putting four cornerbacks on the field. I think it's just part of this sort of evolution of NFL defenses here as offenses spread out more and more. You've seen more teams go to those three safety looks to be able to still kind of put six guys in the box, but still have that be a defensive back to cover and at least be a little bit more reliable than a cornerback in terms of run defense. But I think personnel is going to play, you know, a big role here, but we'll see. It's just something to keep an eye on, particularly as training camp comes around and you talk about your 90-man roster, that Pagano could be more inclined to keep more depth in the secondary to be able to use more guys. And sometimes it's a 1-4-6 look where it's one defensive lineman, four linebackers, and six defensive backs. Sometimes it's the 2-3-6, two linemen, three linebackers, and six defensive backs. A lot of different ways that he can get guys in there and moving around. And I think it's just something we're going to see more of than we saw with Vic Fangio. In a similar vein, I think we'll see a little bit more creativity in the front seven, just in terms of alignment and moving guys around. That it seemed like Vic Fangio was more inclined to just kind of line up his four guys and let them go, and it was effective, and they were good at getting home. You know, Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd they'd flip back and forth, but they'd always kind of be outside linebackers for the most part. And Akeem Hicks almost always rushes from that same left defensive tackle spot lined up against the right guard. That was his bread and butter. He was there the vast majority of his snaps. And some third downs, you'd see Fangio throw a couple different looks out there, but from Chuck Pagano, I would expect Akiem Hicks moving left and right and up and down the line of scrimmage a little bit more. And, you know, maybe Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd line up a little bit more inside some more often. And I just think I would expect, based on what we saw in Indianapolis, that Pagano will do a few different alignments. You might see Mack and Floyd put their hand in the dirt a little bit more, too. I know Fangio let them do that sometimes, but I think Pagano was more inclined with his outside linebackers in Indianapolis to let them do that, too. You know, again, it's not going to be drastically different, but maybe just a little more exotic under Pagano, and it's not necessarily better or worse, it's just different. And the last change I'll touch on is, from a coverage standpoint, in Indianapolis, Chuck Pagano was more inclined to go to man-to-man, more of a pure man-to-man, and this type of a thing can be a little bit overblown, because in Vic Fangio's defense in particular, the outside cornerbacks, when they're in zone, a lot of times they have similar man-to-man responsibilities, and it almost they operate as though they were in man-to-man, so it's not as though it's going to be totally different for Kyle Fuller and Prince Mukamara. I mean, if anybody's going to be more different, it's Danny Trevathan and Roquan Smith and maybe Adrian Amos or whoever the strong safety is going to be, and, you know, Bryce Callahan or whoever in the slot, because those guys would be a little bit more man than the zone that they were used to. But when you have two athletic linebackers, you know, maybe you can trust them in man-to-man coverage more, and maybe Chuck Pagano will just see this team as a better zone team and alter his trends a little bit. But I would expect him to push for maybe a little bit more man-to-man, particularly, I think, in connection with the blitzing, that blitz out with a man coverage behind it rather than dropping any kind of crazy zone blitzes. So it's a combination of different fronts, different dime package uses, a little bit more blitzing and a little bit more man-to-man, just kind of subtle things that it's not going to look drastically different, but it will be a little bit more different for the players as they try and adjust to what Chuck Pagano wants them to do. The players are also going to have to adjust to a new coaching staff of assistant coaches, at least that's what it appears like early on. So up next, we're going to take a look at how Chuck Pagano's staff might start to shape out based on the early reports we're getting in, who's been rumored to be connected here, and who already sounds like they are on the way out. That's next on Locked On Bears. It is officially the Chuck Pagano era of the Chicago Bears defense, and it's going to be critical for him to fill out his staff with assistants that can help get the most out of the Bears players, the way that so many of Vic Fangio's assistants were able to up and down this roster. And the early reports now are, again, pretty much all from Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, who's always on top of these kind of coaching things. It sounds like changes are most definitely on the way. As we mentioned at the top, Ed Donatell did interview with the Bears for the defensive coordinator position, and he obviously did not get that position, and that could potentially make him a little bit more inclined to leave, especially with Denver Broncos and Vic Fangio reportedly showing interest in him. But the Broncos could offer him that job title of making him the defensive coordinator, which is also going to be a pay raise, but again, he isn't calling the plays there, which it still, to me, seems like the better opportunity to be a defensive coordinator again, to get more money and to be able to, you know, work with Vic some more. But at the same time, perhaps Donatell could be ready to get out from underneath that. Perhaps Donatell could be more inclined to return to a 12-4 Bears team that finished as the number one defense in 2018 and is pretty well stacked with talent that Donatell has really helped develop in that secondary. I mean, there are plenty of reasons why he would be interested in staying in Chicago, but I would expect at this point that he would go to Denver, especially because his contract is currently up. He will be a free agent, and I believe the Bears still have his quote-unquote rights to deny him the opportunity, even though he's supposed to be a free agent. I don't think he technically becomes the free agent until later on, so it's not, it's only a technical situation, so the Bears could, in theory, block his ability to go to Denver for a lateral move. You know, obviously he could interview for the defensive coordinator position, but a lateral move, I believe, would be off limits if the Bears wanted to. But I have a feeling Matt Nagy would let him go if that is what Donatell wanted. But Donatell, like I said, may be interested in staying. And at this point, it's looking like he could be one of the few assistants that's going to stay, because outside linebackers coach Brandon Staley is not expected to return, and Brad Biggs is reporting that Staley will interview with the Denver Broncos and Vic Fangio today, presumably for the outside linebacker coach position and not the defensive coordinator spot, although he did a darn good job with those outside linebackers this year. I think he could be deserving of a move up. But regardless, the Bears are going to have an opening there for Chuck Pagano to bring someone in. And the name that's been rumored and floating out there is one Rob Ryan, twin brother of Rex Ryan and son of Buddy Ryan, a little bit of an outspoken coach in the past, a heavyset gentleman with long, curly gray hair. He was last the Buffalo Bills assistant head coach defense. It's a little a weird title, but assistant head coach slash defense in 2016. You may remember he was the Saints defensive coordinator before that under one Ryan Pace, so there's certainly some familiarity there. He's also a Illinois kid. He went to high school in Lincolnshire, I believe. Lincolnshire Stevenson High School in Illinois. And was also the Cowboys, Browns, and Raiders defensive coordinators before that. He was a coordinator nonstop from 2004 to 2015 across four different teams. He is an experienced NFL coach. And as much as the Ryan last name is both good for reputation and bad for reputation in different ways, if he's not a defensive coordinator and he's just coaching a position and maybe he's a little bit more quiet there and can just kind of focus on one position, I think he could be a solid veteran voice in that room and potentially get some more out of Leonard Floyd and Khalil Mack. And, you know, nothing against Brandon Staley, but Rob Ryan has a lot of experience in the NFL. So I think he could be a nice fit there if that indeed is going to happen. And he was the defensive coordinator in Oakland when Pagano worked under him as secondaries coach. So there's kind of the connection there. Another name that's getting thrown out there is John Pagano, which is the younger brother of Chuck Pagano. He is currently a senior defensive assistant slash outside linebackers coach for the Houston Texans. So it's unclear. I would expect it would be too difficult for the Bears to kind of wrangle him out. You know, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be available for, you know, to make a lateral move like that. The Texans would have to allow that, and I'm not sure they would be interested in doing so. But, you know, John Pagano has been a defensive coordinator before with the Oakland Raiders and San Diego Chargers. Really, I think, was known for not doing a particularly good job as a coordinator in either of those stops. But again, if he's sticking with outside linebackers, I mean, just got done working with Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Merciless in Houston. I mean, by all means. And he would have been, of course, Khalil Mack's defensive coordinator last year and assistant head coach in that same year as well. So he has some connection here, and if Mack likes him, I think the Bears would be more inclined to do it. And if Mack says no, I think the Bears might tell Chuck to let his brother keep coaching elsewhere. But one other name here that has been rumored around is not someone coming in, but someone going out. Assistant defensive backs coach Roy Anderson. He was a name that a lot of people, I think, were expecting to stick around and maybe get a promotion if Ed Donatell was going to leave, because Roy Anderson was with Pagano on the Ravens staff in 2011 and then followed him to the Indianapolis Colts in 2012 and was with him from 2012, I believe, until 2015. So naturally, if he coaches defensive backs and work with Chuck Pagano, you might think, okay, if Ed Donatell goes, there's your guy. There's your new DBs coach. But instead, Brad Biggs is reporting that Roy Anderson will not return. And the team, of course, hasn't made any announcements for any of this stuff, but it's curious that Pagano wouldn't be interested in working with him again, despite having worked with him before and him already knowing these secondary players in Chicago. So there's always kind of some weird stuff behind the scene with assistant coaches. There can be some politics that plays into that, but we should know fairly quickly here as the Bears fill out their defensive coaching staff. There's always a competition here as every team is filling out their staffs to lock down your assistant coaches underneath your defensive coordinator. And I think as we hear from Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, we'll start to hear, you know, which assistants are coming around and which ones are headed to Denver to join Vic Fangio and what other kind of outside names the Bears are going to bring in. Whoever they bring in, we will be right here to break it all down on your favorite daily Chicago Bears podcast. Join us tomorrow, and we'll have all the reaction and audio from Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace's post-season press conference. I believe the time is 12:30 Central today is when their press conference is going to be, so that will be everything we're focusing on, everything Ryan Pace has to say, everything Matt Nagy has to say about the season, about Chuck Pagano, about, you know, potentially moves coming up and where the Bears team is going to go from here and how they evaluated last season. These end of the year review press conferences, I think, are always very informative. Seems like one of the few times we get extended talks from Ryan Pace and kind of get a feel for where he's feeling about everything. So I'm sure there'll be lots of Trubisky talk, a lot of defense talk, and a lot of talk about where they're going to go from here, and Cody Parkey in there as well. So that will be tomorrow's podcast. I hope you'll join us. I hope you're subscribed to the show to make sure you're keeping up with all of our daily podcasts. And I hope you check into the Locked On Bears Facebook group. It's a great way to keep up with fellow listeners of this podcast. Just go on to Facebook and search Locked On Bears group and request to join. You can join in for even more Bears talk. I think there's a pretty nice mix of excitement about Chuck Pagano and maybe a little bit of uneasiness about replacing Vic Fangio and still some hangover after Cody Parkey. But one way or another, we are going to get through it together. And together, we are going to get through it together. And the best way to do that is to bear down.